But I know the thing you're talking about, that the taxes, you know, may have a different, the insurance may be registered in a different way. Well, how would I know?
What's on a policy?
Beep, beep.
Go back.
Roger. Well, I'm going to do this, Dad. I'm going to go back in a few minutes. Roger, Roger, we're here, Sam. WB6CVI, WB6MIV, portable 8RC.
Hi, Jim.
WB6CVI, WB6MIV, portable 8RC, John. Roger, roger.
Okay, well, I got some follow-up for you.
Roger, roger.
Okay, you know the starters from the quarter,
the old,
the
Roger.
Did you call me?
Roger, roger.
Okay, I was, okay.
Roger.
You know, you can run that one for you.
Roger, roger.
Okay, on the books, on the book set. You know what I'm talking about?
Roger.
You can try to see if we can, Tom put together a list anyway, and maybe we could get a call set him.
Roger.
No on the doing equipment.
Make your copy.
No, N-O on the doing equipment.
Okay, refresh my memory. What doing equipment was that?
Roger,
roger.
In terms of those people being in the dead.
Roger.
It has to be on a one by one. It has to be cleared one by one.
Roger.
On the birth control pills.
Roger. Roger, roger.
Yes, I know.
Roger.
This is a cheapest price, huh?
Roger.
Did you say that they know the cool thing about, you know, what the rocking nation is?
Negative copy. Negative copy.
Do they know that the prisoner got to get them, went to get them, you know, the full picture that they were going to developing nation?
I don't know, I can ask.
Raj, I just thought it might be helpful because you know how some people feel about developing nations. They prefer they develop more slowly.
Roger.
That's not our point of view, however, of course. His aunt is blowing her nose. Okay, you know the PA equipment?
Negative comment. Did you say PA, public address system?
Well, if you listen on that prior thing, if you can't get them any cheaper, go ahead, go ahead.
Roger.
Okay, on the PA equipment, there's a cost of $39 for the AC adapter and some rechargeable batteries. You copy?
Roger.
Go ahead.
Roger.
There was an order given. And we want to know the status of the items. It's a little hard to read, but it has to do with the backhoe, hydraulic, and a whole bunch of stuff like that. You copy? What happened was Stanley gave me this lovely piece of graph paper with all these numbers on it and said these were parts that have already been ordered for, you know, things that we need down here on the at the medical clinic and the orphanage and the project, and that he just wanted to know where they were because, you know, they were necessary to get things running and stuff.
Well, so far I don't know what we're talking about, over.
It's a lot of stuff. We start out with a part for a case backhoe stack.
I recall one request for some kind of case backhoe part. It was given to me from 8R1 sometime back. Just one, we're talking about one part, I guess, one note.
Okay, there's also something here for gasket kits, seal kits, hydraulic pump, a head assy piston and sleeve kit, a ring kit, a fuel injector pump, a nozzle steering pump, a water pump, and a couple of parts for a Ford truck S250 front axle. Does this ring a bell anywhere?
It does not ring a bell anywhere. I don't believe I've ever handled that tractor.
Oh dear, well then we have what is known as a conflict. Because Stanley says that the order's been given and he asked about. Of course, this could have been given by somebody who didn't get it clear before they gave it.
Okay, like I said, I don't recognize it as radio traffic. Things still occasionally come by mail to different individuals, but for the most part, people are now giving me those things so that I can get back to you guys this way and double-check them over, but I don't recognize that traffic at all.
I see. I wonder where to proceed from here. Should we go back to the folks that gave this to us? See, what probably happened is that this was given by, you know, CT or somebody a long time ago when he was still doing such things, over.
That's a possibility, over.
I guess we're going to have to check on this end further as to what these things are and how much they cost or whatever. I don't know. Could maybe we give them to you and you could price them or something, and then we could find out on this end? Because the big claim is that we can't get our dump truck running or something unless we have some of these parts.
Roger, roger, whatever.
Okay, why don't we do that?
Standing by.
Okay, I'm just overwhelmed. There's so many numbers, it's just getting me boggled. Hold on a second.
WD6DVI with WD6 MID 48R3.
Okay, let me start. Case Bato 58OCK. I don't know what that means.
Roger.
Oh, wait, maybe it's, no, it's not stock. 58. Okay, serial number or SCR number 8691223.
Roger.
I'm going to read this just as it's written. I don't really understand it.
I guess what you're going to give me next is a list of parts required for that piece of equipment. Is that a Roger?
880 service number or SCR number 2711342.
I'm sorry, we doubled. Are you now giving me a list of parts required for that piece of equipment?
That is what I believe I am giving you.
Okay, would you give me that last one over again, please? I missed it.
Roger. Engine. Oh, I think what I'm giving you now, right now, is a description of the kind of equipment this is, and then I will be proceeding to give you the part code.
Roger.
I mean, as soon as the point where you're describing the item.
Roger.
The engine is a D1180, serial number, I guess. 2711342.
Roger.
The transmission serial number is 2380839.
That was 2380839, Roger.
Roger.
Roger, roger.
Backhoe model number 35. And then it says, I think it says 580B. Serial number 5218879.
Roger.
Front end loader number 35, 580. I guess it's a 580B. It's just 580. Serial number 5226589.
5226589.
Roger, roger. It's WD6MID, I think WD6DVI. This is a free medical clinic and also we have a clinical process doing non-profit traffic. Now you're going to proceed to the list. I will read the quantity, the part number, and then the description. Do you copy?
Roger.
Quantity 2. Part number A. 43193. You copy?
Part number A 43193. Roger.
Roger, roger. Quantity 2. Description is a gasket kit.
Roger.
Quantity 2. Part number A 32289. A Sears kit.
Roger.
Wait a second, there's no A on that, but I have a sneaky feeling all these might be A's. It may be an A, but it may not be an A. Do you copy?
Roger.
Okay, until further notice, everything I give you will be quantity 2. Do you copy?
Roger.
Okay, the next part number is 32292, is also a seal kit. You copy?
Roger.
The next one is 32792, also a seal kit.
Is that 32792?
No, 32792.
Also a seal kit?
Roger. And 32615, also a seal kit.
Stand by, please.
Roger.
Please repeat that number.
32615.
Seal kit?
Roger. And a 34594, also a seal kit.
Roger.
Next is seal quantity 2, but the number is D Delta 49241, a hydraulic pump.
Roger, Roger. I have a question.
Roger.
The first part number was an A in so many digits. The second part number we think was an A in so many digits. And the rest, down to this last one at least, did not have a prefix letter. Is that right?
Roger. Only the first one had the prefix letter A. The rest of the ones I read up to was D. Had none. But the way it is written on this piece of paper leads one to believe that it is possible that the party was just putting the A on the first one and then leaving one to assume that the rest were A's as well. However, I can't be certain of that.
Roger. Can't leave much to assumption when you're dealing with parts numbers.
I know, I know. You don't know how disconcerting it is looking at this piece of paper for me. You got me?
Well, I know how disconcerting it is looking at this piece of paper for me.
Roger, it's all written on graph paper, and there are all these numbers, and I'm getting very, very frightened by them.
Well, think of Lenny the Peacock.
Roger, Roger. Just, they have me sort of intimidated. Okay, the next part number, do you copy?
Roger.
Quantity 1. Number A37856, it's called a head assy, A-S-S-Y, you copy?
Roger, an abbreviation for assembly, probably.
Roger. Next is another quantity one, part number A42813, a piston and sleeve kit.
Roger.
Next, again, until further notice, this is all quantity one. Next is G37075, a ring kit. Copy.
Ring kit, was that a, was that?
Roger.
Roger.
Next is A51425, a fuel injector pump.
Roger.
Next, A51234, a nozzle assemblage, whatever that A-S-S-Y means.
Roger.
Next, an A36559, a steering pump. Steering pump? It says ST, I think he means steering pump.
Roger.
Next, A51735, a water pump. Copy.
Roger.
Now we're all set. The next two parts I shall give you are for a Ford truck, off-250 front axle. Ready?
These are going to be front axle parts, is that a Roger?
That is a correct Roger.
Roger.
Quantity 8, number 3123, a bearing. You copy?
Roger.
Quantity 8 again, number 3126, a race, R-A-C-E, and that's all I have.
Roger.
back to end.
WD6 DVI with WD6 and ID 48R3, stand by.
WD6 and ID 48R3 with WD6 DVI. Okay, the long shake drills, Did I try to get Cleveland
from the lower side, number 80 up to 100?
Negative,
please repeat.
Long shake drill,
Roger.
Cleveland from the lower side, number 80, up to 1/2 inch.
From the lowest size, which is number 80, up to 1/2 inch. Is that a roger?
Roger. Okay, hard wheels and soft wheels for the carbolized grinding wheels?
Roger.
Just get the, he hasn't received the hard ones yet. But if they're on the way, just send the soft ones, the 20.
Stand by, please. We've already got it.
Okay. Was that the one that you said you got it for 125?
Well, actually, we got it for 50.
Okay. Okay. It was our turn to get that. I told you that. PA equipment. I told you to get that.
Roger.
On the lemurs, do you copy?
Roger.
So you told us 0.380, 0.380, and 0.350?
Roger.
Those are sizes, and he said it's 0.375 and 0.250 you need.
Stand by. Okay, the sides are 380 and the 350, he needs 375 and what?
Harry has just got a bath of ice cream. Instead of the 380 and the 350, it's 375 and 250.
Okay, so he only needs those last two sizes, not the former two sizes. Is that a roger?
No, copy. Did you get it? It's instead of those two other sizes.
Roger, roger.
James, could Martha come for a minute, because Julie has something else to give her, and then we can go back.
Roger. Stand by, please.
Is she there right now?
not yet, but she will be in just a minute.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
A picture of Kelly Kett.
Hello?
Hi, Martha. I have a few things for you.
Okay.
First of all, with regard to that patient that's getting the hospitalization, I mentioned him earlier this evening.
Roger.
I don't think she'll be able to get the hospitalization where she is. She's probably going to have to go someplace nearby. So when you reach her, tell her and her friend that, you know, to be thinking of a possible place where she might be able to find the kind of hospital testing she needs done. Good copy.
I sure do. Roger, roger.
Did you ever recall the different insurance companies that she's been working with?
Well, no, I don't. I have an idea of it.
You know, some people that just say, I guess people have a lot in common with the anorexic patient. You know, my sister, for example, is a person that has quite a bit in common with her.
I just copy who, I'm sorry.
Negative copy.
I didn't copy who has a lot in common with
it. You know, people like my sister have a lot in common with the anorexic patient.
Roger.
And so does this other person, the other person are also over.
Stand by.
And
the
same physical health
problems,
over. Roger. Is it close?
No.
You know, the kind of work that, your friend there with you used to do, he did a lot of work in that area, over.
Who did?
His man with you used to do a lot of work in the area that I'm referring to in insurance, is over. So I recall he used to do lots of work with insurance, over.
Roger.
Yeah, he did all the different policies, Roger. As people are getting their medical tests done, he helped them do all the different policies, over.
Roger.
And, the anorexic patient has, several of the insurance policies with her, over.
Roger.
And I don't know which one she'll use. For example, she might use Blue Shield, or she might use Kaiser Plan. I really don't know which one she'll use, but it's possible that she could use the Kaiser Plan that is related to the fellow there, you know, has a friend and insurance family, and she may use that same insurance, over.
Well, stand by, please.
Ask the person with you about the insurance policies he used to do. He used to do gobs and gobs of them. In fact, even Muddy used to do them, over.
Roger, stand by.
In fact, I think Muddy even lost a few when she was working on the insurance policy.
Roger.
Copy?
Roger.
So, like I say, I'm not sure which insurance policy she's using for this hospitalization, but it might be possibly that what I suggested, Ella.
Stand by, please.